Adults or with the youngsters?
I'll start with the adults' book, if you don't mind. It's called A Place Called Winter, which I suppose isn't very seasonal, but it's by an author called Patrick Gale, and he's quite a popular author for... Well, he's known for a certain type of book, which generally appeals to women, because he writes such interesting, strong female characters. But his latest book is quite a departure, and it was inspired by his own investigation into his family history. It's always been a bit of a myth in his family and a bit of a mystery about his great-grandfather. And as children, Patrick and his brother and sister used to enjoy playing in a dressing-up box, which had some rather strange costumes in it, including some bearskin mittens, which were said to belong to this cowboy grandpa who had lived in the Canadian West. And many years later, Patrick was given old letters which were written by his grandmother, and so he became more intrigued by this this story, the incomplete and inconsistent stories about her father and his great-grandfather. And it seemed that this cowboy grandpa had left Britain and his family under a cloud. So Patrick did some investigations, but he couldn't uncover the truth about the family stories. So, because, you know, why his great-grandfather had to leave so suddenly, so he decided to make up his own version of events, and the result is this book. So a bit of a preamble there, but it's worth it because it's a marvellous book, and the story is about Harry Kane. He's a shy man and he's got a stutter. He's living in Edwardian London and he's inherited great wealth and has married and had a daughter, but then things go wrong. Harry loses half of his fortune and the young family has to move in with his in-laws. Then there's a scandal of some sort. And Harry emigrates to Canada. I won't tell you what the scandal is, but the scandal is revealed.
Patrick, I'm dying to...
What the scandal is, yeah. So Harry emigrates to Canada, but he goes alone. And once there, he becomes a farmer. And we learn of all the hardship that he endures in this wide, open, untamed landscape. It was a really tough life, and particularly for someone from a privileged background who had never experienced manual work. But this gentle, thoughtful Harry is also a man of great application and commitment, and he works very hard. So he seeks to turn this wild landscape into a livelihood. He meets some very strange, strong characters, and some of them help him, and they become really valuable friends, and others try to destroy him. So it's a really astonishing book, and the characters are so well drawn. You feel you'd recognise them in the street. It's that powerful. And you can sense how tired they feel at the end of their working day digging the land. And the landscape's really real too, with all the colours and the intense heat and the shivering cold and the big open skies. And it's a real saga. It's of a man trying to overcome bad decisions and bad luck. And he's trying to be true to himself and do the right thing.
And I haven't read it, and I want him to end up happily ever after already. Yes, look, and yes. I haven't started.
And you don't want it to end. And when it does end, you think, I've got to read that again. And it stays with you as well. The memory of the book is really powerful. So beautiful.
Yeah, that's such a good sign of a book, isn't it?
Yeah, it's always a good sign, isn't it, that you want to read it again.
Okey-dokey. Yeah, yes, it is. It really is. Because A Place Called Winter by Patrick Gale.